Welcome to the show Educating Our Voters that gives you 7-minute infusions with experts, Christina Silva, U.S. Marine Corps host, and Jerry Peters, U.S. Naval political expert. Welcome to Educating Our Voters pre-inauguration day. And today, we're talking about the difference between ISIS and ISIL and the presidential campaign that President Barack Obama is now representing, along with the new president-elect Donald Trump. Jerry Peters is going to tell us the difference between ISIS and ISIL, and he's going to give us hope about what's going down tomorrow in public and private sector safety realms. Jerry, FBI, CIA, and ISIS. We have to be very careful as we look hopefully toward tomorrow's inauguration day. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I think that the biggest concern may not even be outside terrorism, but domestic terrorism. From the time of the election, there has really been no healing with the country between the Democrats and the Republicans, or liberals and conservatives. This has continued this constant bashing of each other and kind of nonchalant. But we have to remember, our new president, President Trump, is our president, whether you like him or not. I have to say that I have been around for quite some time and have seen a lot of presidents that I did like and didn't like take office. But the most important thing is that in order for us to be effective and to be able to meet the needs of our American community, the community at large, we are going to have to help our politicians understand that, yes, maybe we're disgruntled, discouraged about what the results are, but we have to come together. And I think that was even a major point that President Obama brought up, is that we have to work together to be able to achieve things for America. This is not just for Democrats or just for Republicans. We're all in this together. We need to work together to be able to find things and find places that we can build trust and find agreement on. And from there, we can move on and find things that maybe we have more disagreement on. Find the common ground where we can get things done.
Most definitely. Well, Jerry, we have really answered the order of bringing creative resiliency solutions to the public and especially our fellow comrades serving all over the world on active duty, our reservists and our disabled American veterans, along with their families. We are the surety voice that educating our voters means your vote matters and also your opinions in layman terms matter. If you voted and you're a U.S. American citizen, you deserve to have answers about what's going to happen with new President Trump's 4-year term that we are approaching in just under 8 hours. So Educating Our Voters is a 7-minute day of completion, and it's an informative report that in 7 days, God created the earth. And in America, it's still in God we trust. So don't fear and don't worry. Let's knock down the walls, Jerry, and give America answers about the different areas America is facing with regard to safety all around the world, nuclear weapons. What is a silent submarine, Jerry?
A silent submarine. Basically, the United States developed silent technology to be able to move our submarines throughout the oceans without detection by sonar. And we have had that technology for quite some time. The Russians also have that technology. Currently, the Chinese do not, but they are working on that technology as we speak. And that is really a major threat to the United States. Because at this point in time, we can monitor where Chinese submarines are in the Pacific, but if they are able to get silent
Well, Jerry, you are an expert because you've served our country and you understand the importance of higher education. Being a director at Barstow Community College, serving in the Navy, and knowing about the excellence of our ships and our warfare, America is the great. America is greater than all of the other countries when it comes to a joint task force. And we want to stop divisiveness and divisions between brand lines, armed forces branches, motorcycle brands, and even colleges, because we're one world. You have to start somewhere, and that's in your community, even community college, with your post 9/11 GI Bill. Right, Jerry?
Absolutely. The one thing that is so good about the United States military is that they understand your commitment to protecting our nation. And men and women have given up their lives, they've been injured, they've been disabled. The one thing that the military has done is they provided excellent benefits for veterans when they leave the military. And we need to take advantage of those particular benefits. Those are not entitlements. These are things that the military, our military personnel have earned these things. And these things can help our soldiers, our sailors, our Marines, and our airmen. They can improve their economic and social well-being by taking advantage of their educational benefits. And it's not about just money. It's about being knowledgeable. We heard about all the fake news. This helps people understand that and be able to make it. Because the more you learn, the more you're able to decipher what is real and what is not real. Where are the sources that come from this? What is the validity of these kinds of things? And I think that's what's the great thing about the military. They want an educated workforce. And they make sure that they get it if they stay in or if they get out of the service.
Amen. Well, we say amen to end our first segment, which is pre-inaugural address by our new president-elect Donald Trump. With just 8 hours left, it's not too late to stay resilient and to know that your vote matters. And educating our voters will be having all the topics from the wall to immigration to propositions all over. Stay encouraged and keep listening to Educating Our Voters.